Jesus. All right, Wednesday evening, 4:05:23. Before I get started, I want to make a public apology from last Sunday. I mentioned Gene Decode by name, and I got to thinking about it, and I thought, you know, we're not against people. And everyone that's in the Truther movement, they have their part to play, and they have their information that they believe God has given them. And I, whether I believe in it or not, I don't have to listen. But the point is that we're not against people. And me calling him out, he probably will never, ever hear any of these tapes. But I don't know. I just felt bad about it. So I just want to apologize about that because, you know, if you're putting somebody else's light out, you're not going to light yours. So anyway, I just wanted to, for the record. So we're going to look tonight at the One True God, Part 3. And adding to that, at the end of the day, the real truth is going to come out. Not everyone knows the whole truth. No one. The only one does is God. So, yeah. Okay. All right. The One True God, Part 3. We're looking at the names of the One True God. We looked at Alpha, Her Seed, the Word, the Door, the Way, the Truth, the Life. Now we're going to look at the name of Jesus. Okay. Thought this was appropriate because Easter is just a few days away. All right, the first scripture I want to look at is Matthew chapter 1. Verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt name his name Jesus. Now in the King James here, it's all in caps, Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins. All right. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. He called his name Jesus. I guess the father was the one that named, like with Zechariah, when Elizabeth said John. No, there's nobody in your family named John. And then Zechariah said, no, his name is John. Yeah. All right. In the Strong's there, Jesus means Joshua. Or Joshua. Hebrew, Joshua. Meaning is Jehovah is salvation. That's what it means. Jehovah is salvation. Yeah. Jesus is the name given that is above all other names. All right, with that, we're going to have, I have quite a few scriptures to look at. Philippians 2 is the first one. You want to look at verse 1 there. By the way, I found my cover. It was in the bathroom. So. Philippians 1. Okay. I mean, sorry, 2, okay. Verse 1. Okay. I feel like I'm making noise. I am. I'm getting feedback or something. Do you hear it? Yeah, I don't know what it is. That's weird. I don't think it's my hair because I've moved my hair out of the way. Do I need to maybe put this down just a little bit? How's that? Better? Still kind of making the noise. Oh, I am. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and of one mind, that nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Being made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, of things in earth, and things under the earth. There's your three dimensions. We're talking about, you know, what the Lord told me about the creatures that people say are UFOs. The Lord said they're interdimensionals. They've learned to navigate, come through portals. You know, they were kicked out of heaven. That was one dimension they will not go back to. And there's only two other, this earth or under. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. There's a reason that those hybrids or whatever are working in the dumbs with people. There's a reason that the name of Jesus is not spoken. Because it's the name above all names, and they have to bow. When Jesus encountered demons, what'd they do? You're the Son of God. They couldn't help themselves. They recognized that authority. The Son of God. Okay. With that, let's go to Acts 13. Or Acts 3, not 13. Every tongue is going to confess that name at the end. All of them are going to bow and confess that name. No matter how arrogant they may appear today, like they have it all together and they've got their agenda and they're going to do all their things. No, no. There's a reckoning day coming. All right, Acts 3:16. And his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong, whom ye see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. That name makes people well. We're going to look into salvation here in a little bit. All right, Revelation 22. There is no other name like this name. All the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and all of them, they're big names. They're so known all over the world. Their names are nothing compared to his. 22:20. Which he testifieth these things, saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. He's the one's coming. He's the one that's going to set everything right. From this name comes salvation, and salvation is not just now your names are written in heaven. Comes with it a whole benefit package. All right, go back to Luke 1. Well, just go to Luke 1. We hadn't been there yet. Luke 1:67. And his father, Zacharias, was filled with the Holy Ghost and prophesied, saying, Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people, and hath raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David. Salvation here means, this is in the Strong's, rescue, safety. Another couple of words used is deliver and health. The vines, the word is soteria. It means denotes deliverance or preservation. All right, and we're going to look at some of this. Right here, of material and temporal deliverance from danger and apprehension. Okay, we're going to look at some of these scriptures. I just read to you what Zechariah said. Then verse 69, he hath raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of the servant David, as he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, verse 70, which have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us. There's been no time like now that a group has hated any individual. They hate the human race because they know God's given us the earth. The earth he has given unto man. That's why they've tried to take it over. They lost their place in heaven. And they came here thinking, well, we'll take this. And God says, oh, no, you won't. You're not gonna. All right. Now, Acts chapter 7, verse 25. For he supposed his brethren would have understood how that God by his hand would deliver them, but they understood not. That's part of salvation is deliverance. Okay, the next one is personal deliverance. This is Acts 27:34. Wherefore I pray you to take some meat, for this is for your health, for there shall not an hair fall from the head of any of you. This is when Paul was in that two-week hurricane, and they hadn't eaten anything for 2 weeks. And he encouraged them. He said, there's an angel stood by me tonight and said, there's not going to be a hair of any of your heads or a hair harmed on any of your heads. Because of who he was. Yeah. Pretty good. He rescues from prison. We've seen, especially in the New Testament, there's a lot of rescues out of prison. We're going to look at them. First one's in Acts chapter 5. Starting with verse 17. Then the high priest rose up, and all that were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, and were filled with indignation, and laid their hands on the apostles and put them in the common prison. But the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth and said, go stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. And when they heard that, they entered into the temple early in the morning and taught. But the high priest came, and they which were with him, and called the council together and all the senate of the children of Israel, and sent to the prison to have them brought. But when the officers came and found them not in the prison, they returned and told, saying, the prison truly found we shut with all safety, and the keepers standing without before the doors. But when we had opened, we found no man within. Supernatural deliverance. You know, we don't talk about those kind of things today, but he's the same, isn't he? Yesterday, today, forever. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. From Genesis 1 forward, the same God that doesn't change. Okay, Acts chapter 12. Maybe we don't expect him to, not in our modern civilization. whole list of benefits. I'll tell you what, them benefits you got with Social Security or whatever job, I bet you keep a running tab on what you got there, don't you? How much more so what God says you have in Him just through salvation? All right. If you was to go to a doctor and you'd have to pay and they said you're not covered, you'd get in their face and say, yeah, I am. We need to be the same way with God and His benefits. I'm covered, Lord. He's faithful. He never fails. Whenever you're going through a hard time, that's a good time to say that. Lord, you're faithful, and your grace is always sufficient. Always. And your mercy is everlasting. He likes that kind of talk. You know what it does? It gets your mind off of what you don't see, what you want to see, or whatever. It gets your mind off of that onto how great our God is and how great of a benefit package that He's provided for us for our entire life. I still don't know what that noise is. Anyway. All right, Acts 12, verse 1. Now about that time Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church. He killed James, the brother of John, with the sword, and because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread, and when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four quaternions of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. And when Herod would have brought him forth the same night, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise up quickly, and his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said unto him, gird thyself and bind on thy sandals. And so he did. And he said unto him, cast thy garment about thee and follow me. And he went out and followed him, and wist not that it was true which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. When they were past the first and second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth into the city, which opened to them of his own accord. And they went out and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. When Peter was come to himself, he said, now I know of a surety that the Lord hath sent his angel and hath delivered me out of the hand of Herod from all the expectations of the people of the Jews. Is God still the same yesterday, today, and forever? Yes, He is. All right, I'm sure y'all know where I'm going now, Acts 16. We won't read all of it, but just a few scriptures. This is verse 20 here. And they brought them to the magistrate, saying, these men, being Jews, do exceeding trouble our city, and teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans. And the multitude rose up together against them. The magistrates rent off their clothes, commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. At midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. Immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. Yeah. Hard to keep them Christians down, isn't it? Okay, Philippians 1:19. I read Philippians 2 a while ago. This is 1:19. For I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Paul was used to being delivered, wasn't he? Shipwreck, prison. Happened to him a lot. Okay, Hebrews 11:7. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. See, we're as in the days of Noah now. And we hear all kinds of people saying we ought to be doing this, stocking up this, and getting your money out of the bank, and all of this stuff. But you know what? The Lord hadn't said to do any of that. So I guess it depends on who you trust, huh? The Lord's not said so. So we haven't done it. All right, Jesus, salvation at work even in the Old Testament. Jesus was in the beginning. He's always been the Son of God. Yesterday, today, forever. All right, and the vines here. Of the spiritual and eternal deliverance granted immediately by God to those who accept his conditions of repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus, in whom alone it is to be obtained. Spiritual and eternal deliverance granted immediately by God to those that believe. Maybe some people don't know to ask. All right, Acts 4. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. No other name. Allah ain't gonna do it. I know it sounds good, but it doesn't. It's not true. It's not true. This is the only name. All right, let's keep going here. The gospel is a saving instrument. Romans chapter 10. Isn't that what he came for, was to rescue us, snatch us out of the hand of the evil one? He took us captive. Salvation sets us free. Okay, 10:9. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. There's a reason that we are to go into the world and take the gospel to every nation and to every creature. Because this is the only name. There is no other name. And all the other religions have all these multiple gods and all these things that they look to. But it's all just a bunch of works with no power. There might be demonic power manifestations. But there is no Jesus. Jesus is not in any of that. I don't care what you have heard. All right, have you been using your benefits? Have you been using your salvation package? Maybe you just needed to be reminded of everything that's included in it. A lot of people don't know how to use God because they've not been taught how to use God. They don't know what God will do for them. Well, he'll heal you. A lot of times that right there alone is like, what? I bet you, anyway, I won't go there. All right, let's keep going here. Ephesians chapter 1. Verse Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Do you know when you come to God, he has no blame to cast at you? Jesus took it. Having predestined us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. The Lord doesn't scold. Even when you do miss the mark, he has a way of instructing you that's not harsh. It's where you go, yeah, Lord, I see that. You don't come away destroyed. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, and whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, of your salvation, in which also after that ye believe ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. In other words, you got a little heaven inside of you, and when he comes, it's going to be everywhere, inside and outside. You know, when you put earnest money down on a house, he gave us a little taste to hold our place. Yeah, it's going to be glorious. Can't wait. All right, let's keep going here. 2 Timothy 3:15. In that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Now I want to say this. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. This thing makes you perfect. Isn't that amazing? We have access to the wisdom of God. We have been made unto him wisdom. Right at our fingertips. James 1:5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who give to all men liberally and upbraideth not, it shall be given him. But he said, but come in faith asking. In other words, be confident that what I say in my word, I mean it, and I'm going to do exactly. If you'll take me at my word, I'll do what I said I would do. Period. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Doesn't matter who says what. When you know the word, you know God. He backs up his word. All right, Hebrews 2. Verse 1. Let me see. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. How do they slip? We get to looking at things that don't line up with the word. That's what causes them to slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression, disobedience received a just recompense of reward, How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders and with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to his own will. This wasn't done in a corner. It's well documented. All right. We have a lot of benefits. We need not to forget about them, but use them. You use those benefits like you use your insurance at your job. And I know how you use your insurance at that job. Anytime you had to do anything, man, you knew your insurance benefits, and you were not going away till they recognized those benefits. You get that way with God, and you're going to get some benefits. All right. We do this naturally so easy, but the Spirit seems like we kind of forget that, don't we? That's why I said, don't let this slip, this great salvation that's greater than any natural thing you could ever have. All right. God didn't leave anything out of his benefit package. Not anything. He didn't leave anything out. It's the best insurance package anyone could ever take out. All right. Romans 13. Verse 11. And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. We're getting closer. Wake up, wakey, wakey. We're talking a lot about the sleepers out there that don't know anything that's going on. Time to wake up to what we have in Christ Jesus. I mean, whose fault is it if we do not partake of them? Ours, not his. He gave his life. How much more? I've had the Lord say that to me. What more could I have done? He gave it all. And they still reject him. This is really weird, this noise. All right, let's keep going here. Romans, okay. 1 Thessalonians 5. Maybe it's this thing. No, it's not that. I don't hear it. Okay. Evidently that was it. All right. Okay, 1 Thessalonians 5, 8 and 9. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. What's salvation? That's your benefits. That's what you need to be minded with. How thoroughly he rescued you. And it doesn't really matter what it is that you need. All right, 1 Thessalonians 1:10, a page back, a couple pages back, 1:10. And to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. There's going to be a big showdown. We're in the end times. Okay, go back to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Starting with verse 13 there. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. Whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, Stand fast and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or our epistle. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and a good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. Yeah. Okay, Hebrews 1:14. I'll read 13. But to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Do you use your angels? They're hearkening to the voice of his word. You sent them on assignments. I was using mine last night. There's a dog over there barking that just would not shut up. And he'd quit barking, and then it'd start up again. I said, okay, go back. Shut that dog up. Or go tell them people to put the dog in. I'll use them for all kinds of things. They're here to help those who are the heirs of salvation. They're here to help us. Okay, Hebrews 9:28. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. We have so much to look forward to. Just the name of Jesus alone, the power in that name. 1 Peter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you're in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold, that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. You know, when we finally see him and all of this is over, there'll be a reward. Whom having not seen ye love, and whom though now ye see him not, yet believing ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Yeah. All right, I got a few more here. Revelation 12:10. And I heard a voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength in the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They loved not their lives until the death. He said he would never leave us or forsake us, right? He said he wouldn't leave us as orphans. He said the Holy Ghost will be with you. I'm leaving, but I'll send the Comforter. He'll lead and guide you into all truth and show you things to come. So you're not alone. You've never been alone. He's never left you. Never. All right. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Verse 6. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death worketh on us, but life in you. We have the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus, and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Think about that. When this all comes to an end, and we're finally in our redeemed state or whatever, what we've been through on this earth as compared to what we will have for eternity will be a moment. That's what Paul's giving reference here. This moment that you're experiencing, it may seem like it's long and drawn out, but it's just a moment in the comparison of eternity with God and all his benefits and full manifestation in your life. All right. It would do us each very good to write down his benefits and keep them before us, especially when we have to face a situation, so we don't forget. All right. A few more here. Hebrews 5. 9. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. Jude 3. Beloved, when I give all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Don't give up the ship. All right, one more. Revelation 19. Jesus is our deliverer. And after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments. For he hath judged the great whore which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And again they said, Hallelujah! And her smoke rose up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the 4 beasts fell down and worshiped God that sat on the throne, saying, Amen, Hallelujah. And a voice came out of the throne, saying, Praise our God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. And I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Hebrews says we got a great cloud of witnesses. They're watching everything unfold. And whenever they see the whore burning, this is what they're doing. They're shouting. They're celebrating. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. We're about to be united. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. And he saith unto me, Write, Blessed are they which are called into the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, These are the true sayings of God. The marriage supper of the Lamb is watching Satan and his crew be taken out forever. Now, he'll be loosed in 1,000 years for a short time, but this is the overthrow of this tyranny that we have put up with, all of our ancestors, for 6,000 years. And I fell at his feet to worship him and said unto him, See thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. He that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. He doesn't take lightly what's been done to you. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no man knew but he himself. He was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. His name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations. He shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. He hath on his vesture, on his thigh, name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Remember whose name we're talking about. The name above all names. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, Come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God, that ye may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of captains, the flesh of mighty men, the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. Just like they have what they've done to the children, the birds are going to do to them. And I saw the beasts and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worship his image. These both were cast alive to the lake of fire burning with brimstone, and the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. I don't believe we're very far from this. I believe it's going on right now. Because it's going to look one way from a heavenly perspective and another way on the earth. We're seeing it all come down right now. Now, I've heard this said so many times just from the Truth Amendment. This is the greatest time on earth to be alive. We're watching the greatest show on earth. I really believe it. All right. He's our deliverer. Mm-hmm.